In 2007, about 15% of Americans classified themselves religiously as nuns. They weren't atheist, they weren't agnostic, they were just nothing in particular. They just didn't care. By 2017, that number had grown to 26%. One out of every four people in America, they just don't care about religion. Recent studies show that church attendance is on the decline. Only about 23% of the population attend church 3 out of 8 Sundays a month. Paul agonized over the state of lost people, but he also agonized over the state of the people within the church. Paul talked about how he struggled greatly over the churches he had visited. He wrote of the burden of the anxiety he had and the daily pressures on him for all the churches. I'm greatly encouraged by many things taking place within the church these days. The joys over the discipleship movement that are taking place, those are incredible. But I'm also greatly concerned about the overall spiritual health of the church and the future of the church. So what I'm about to say is not just a warning, but it's an invitation. It's an invitation to confession and repentance and an embracing of all that Jesus is. For some, Jesus is simply an add-on to everything else going on in life. He's just one vitamin among many in a medicine cabinet for you. And you want him to sterilize your life so that you are seen as reputable and nice, and so that others will think you have an interest in the things of God and that your family is really well behaved and put together. You want just enough of Jesus so that you don't embarrass yourself or so that your kids won't embarrass you, but you don't want transformation or revival of your soul. You want manageable. You want control without coming across as controlling. You don't want a Lord. You just want someone to rescue you when things get a little out of control. And then you go back to being in control when the dust settles. You want someone to pat you on the back and tell you that you're doing a good job at being you with your plans and your purposes. And it breaks my heart because you're searching for independence and status and being liked. And you're leading your family to embrace the same qualities to where Jesus is simply a piece of your life. As one pastor recently put it, you treat Jesus like a bird feeder, and you're the bird. You come and peck around for a few seconds, and then it's off to something else. You drop in, make an appearance, get your fix, never investing in anyone but yourself, and then you're gone. And at the end of the day, you never find rest because you're just too busy consumed with what others think or chasing some culture-driven dream and fantasy. And when you treat the Lord as if he's one among many important things in your life, don't be surprised when your children find him unnecessary and become one of the people that fall into the category of the nuns. Remember, Jesus did not come and die and rise again to be a part of your life. He came to give you life. Today, please pray for Milan Bulak, our missionary in the Czech Republic. And also remember the Khmer Life Word broadcast that's heard in Cambodia.